Not accidental but act of terror, police say Mangaluru autorickshaw blast intended to disrupt harmony. Bengaluru, Karnataka, India, NI. In a breakthrough in the Mangaluru autorickshaw blast case, Additional Director General of Police Alok Kumar on Sunday visited the spot and said that the bomb was implanted to disrupt harmony in the area. There was an attempt to disrupt harmony in the area, the senior police official said. ADGP Kumar also informed that the blast was a low-intensity explosion. It was a low-intensity IED explosion. There was an attempt to disrupt harmony in the area and avert it. Right now, we've no info to suggest this blast related to the Coimbatore blast, he added. ADGP Kumar was also informed about the condition of the victim and the suspect. Victim Purushottam Pujari has 20-25% burn injuries. The suspect has 40-45% burn injuries. We are trying to give him the best medical treatment to survive, as he needs to be questioned. As he can't speak, we haven't been able to establish his identity, he added. Earlier in the day, Karnataka Chief Minister indicted the man injured in the blast of terror links on Sunday. The bomb blast in Mangaluru prima facie looks like an act of terror, and the government would crack this case, he said. Talking to reporters here on Sunday, Bommai said an IED exploded inside a pressure cooker in an auto rickshaw in Mangaluru on Saturday evening. In the incident, the auto rickshaw driver and a passenger were injured. Both of them are being treated in a hospital. The police have taken up this case seriously and started an investigation. It looks like IED-like equipment has been used in this incident. Bommai said that the man traveling in the auto might have terror links, but more information will come out after the detailed investigation. All of you know the blast in Mangaluru yesterday at 4:45 p.m. Two, including the auto driver and passenger, are under treatment. The state police are investigating the matter, and as per the preliminary information, it was because of an IED instrument, Bommai said. The CM said the National Investigation Agency, NIAR, and other agencies have already visited the spot and taken up the probe. Since the injured are recuperating in hospital, I will procure more information from him. As this individual had visited several places, including Coimbatore, he may have links with terrorist groups. Police have shared this information after a preliminary probe. Any links of this blast incident with the banned PFI will be known after a thorough investigation, he said. On Saturday, a fire broke out in an autorickshaw in the Kankanadi police station area. He further said that the man had a duplicate Aadhaar card and that the police were also investigating all the details. Police are going through all the details of the person who had a duplicate Aadhaar card in which a Hubli address was also mentioned. More information also came out after his real address was investigated. NIAR and other teams are here for further investigation. He is under treatment as his leg is injured. After he gains consciousness, more information will come out, CM said. As of now, police know about his visits to different places that show that it could be a terror attack and he had terror links. The truth will come out after a complete probe, he further said. As the CM had visited Mangaluru yesterday, just before the incident occurred, Bommai noted that the blast had nothing to do with his visit. There is nothing to do with my yesterday's visit to Mangalore. I finished the event and returned to Bengaluru by 3 p.m., he said. Talking about the Popular Front of India, PFI, linked to the blast, Bommai said everything would come out once the investigation is complete. The incident is not accidental, but an act of terror, said the DGP Karnataka on Sunday. It's confirmed now. The blast is not accidental but an act of terror with the intention to cause serious damage. Karnataka State Police is probing deep into it along with central agencies, tweeted DGP Karnataka. Karnataka Home Minister Araga Jananendra also suspected it to be a terror-related incident. Citing the incident, Karnataka Home Minister said that the state police had launched an intensive investigation into the autorickshaw blast incident in Mangalore. Along with the state police, major investigation teams will join. The investigation will proceed swiftly, he said. Earlier on Saturday, Commissioner of Police, CP, of Mangaluru City N. Shashi Kumar said, at around 5 p.m. today, an auto rickshaw caught fire in the Kankanadi police station area. The reason behind the fire was a bag being carried by a passenger riding in the auto. The auto driver and passenger sustained burn injuries and have been admitted to the hospital. N.I. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.